Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Drowning Fish Podcast, man. Dude, I am so happy to be here, bro. I'm so happy to be alive. Happy to be around. Everything's going pretty good, bro. Everything's going pretty fucking good, I think. I wanted to talk about some things that have been on my mind recently. I went to the DMV and it wasn't like the best experience of all time. And I know a lot of people are like, man, dude, why don't you just do the online thing? And I did. I did the online thing. Or I went online and tried to renew my registration. And for some reason, it had told me that I couldn't renew it because my property wasn't assessed or whatever. So, and I was like, dude, I fucking did this already, bro. I know I did. So I called around, got the confirmation that my shit was good to go. And then I was like, so how do I renew my registration online? And she's like, you can't. You have to go to the DMV and show them this proof. And I was like, bro, what the fuck, bro? Like, this is insanity. Anyways, I went to the DMV and it wasn't great. Still exactly what it was. The last time I went, a horrific experience. I mean, like, really bona fide horrific, like bona fide horrific, if that makes sense, dude. It's like extra horrific, and I don't want to go back. I don't want to step foot in a DMV ever again if I don't have to, dude, because every time I fucking go in there, bro, I have a bad experience every single time. And I think I'm going to try something new, actually. I'm going to try to hopefully you can pick it up. I don't know. Anyhow, I'm playing fucking Rain in the background on here. I don't know if this is going to pick it up or not. Anyways, dude, I think it's fucking amazing. I'm basically talking over the rain. Yeah, I was thinking about Olympic women, the trans women. Like, if women's Olympics get taken over by trans women, wouldn't it just be a bunch of hot dudes, like, in the Olympics? It would just be, like, the sexiest dudes of all time doing women's Olympics, you know? I don't know. Just fucking stupid. Oh. Jesus Christ, dude. The problem is that I'll sit here and I'll fucking write something and I'm just like, yeah, this is the one, this is the bop. Like, this is the one this is the one that's really fucking amazing, bro. But, I was thinking about Waffle Houses and how a lot of the Waffle Houses, the ones that are the best Waffle Houses of all time are the ones that have the foggy windows, because those are the ones that are up there. They're like in there cooking, bro. They're in there cooking. The fucking windows are foggy for a reason, bro. That means people are in there breathing heavy, breathing hot, and just eating that food because it's so fucking delicious. So if you're ever out and about looking, dude, at night, if that Waffle House doesn't have foggy windows, just keep driving, bro, because it ain't even worth it, man. It, like, if you can see the cooks in there while you're driving, then just keep driving, bro, because you should see, like, condensation forming on the windows. You should see it rolling down like rain, like raindrops. My mouth is a little dry here. Sorry. This is a fucking horrible beginning to this podcast, dude. I don't even know what I'm doing here. I'm just chilling on the microphone until I figure out what I'm doing here. I was thinking about these little kids, dude, that they walk around vaping and shit. And I'm like, dude, who is selling these kids, or how are these kids acquiring these vapes? You know, like, who is the weird, like, where's the fucking weirdo supplying the kids with vapes, dude? I feel like if you want to find the pedophiles, find where your kids are getting the vapes. And then you're going to find out who the fucking real creeps are, dude. Because who the fuck is supplying kids with this shit, dude? You know, are kids just like, hey, mom, can I get a vape? There's no fucking way, dude. There's so many kids vaping nowadays, bro. And I'm not saying, this isn't like an anti-vape campaign or whatever, dude. But if I think that that's a problem and I'm the minority, then it's a real problem, dude. Like, if everyone's like, oh, it's no biggie, teenagers vaping, like, we used to smoke cigarettes. Like, yeah, dude. Don't you think that was bad? Like, cigarettes are fucking horrible for you. Vapes are not great, you know? So, I don't know, dude. Maybe kids are, like, they're easily influenced, and I get it, bro. Like, you want to be a rebel a little bit, but there's better ways to be a rebel other than, like, destroying your fucking lungs, bro. I remember my rebel shit was, like, fucking skipping school or whatever, dude. I was not even interested in going to school sometimes. I'd be like, fuck this, bro. I'm driving somewhere. I'm going to like the city or whatever, you know? It just be kind of different, bro. Cause I think a lot of like my generation, if like you're in your 20s, you're listening to this, you grew up during the time where we were just transitioning out of like VHS and like VCRs and whatnot. And a lot of us, like, we went to Circuit City or whatnot, you know, we had Radio Shack around, we had these technology stores that we could go to, we had these movie places we could go and rent movies. Now everything's so streamlined, everything's so fast and efficient. We were there through a transition from like hardware to digital. And now it's become so fast that, you know, we become we take time for granted a little bit, I think. And you can't, bro, because we don't have too much time, you know. I don't even know where this was going, bro, to be honest with you. It's kind of just weird, man, because we were there, so we know the difference, you know. Like, we knew bad graphics, you know, like that was the shit graphics, bro. I remember playing with bad graphics. I remember playing the Nintendo 64. I remember playing like really shitty video games. And at the time, those were the best, bro. And like now it's gotten significantly better. Technology has gotten significantly better, and it hasn't been that long. So like, dude, 20 years, there's no fucking telling, bro. There's no fucking telling what's going to happen, bro, in 20 years. I feel like in 20 years, we're probably going to be the same. Just like in 20 years, there's going to be a commercial on the TV saying that if you vaped Geek Bars during the Trump administration, that you should seek medical attention or something. Like, they're going to fucking be running campaigns and commercials about that. They're going to be like, Pfizer finally admits that the COVID vaccine was to harm people and to create future diseases so that the same company can treat that same disease. You know, job security. Who knows, dude? Who fucking knows, man? Like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist or nothing, dude, but I'm open to any type of idea that just floats through my mind, dude. Like, anything can be possible. And when anything can be possible, man, you can just, like, think about how crazy life is and how sometimes you kind of got to take a step back and look at the, like, I've said this before, just look at the big screen and shit, but it's bigger than that. Like, step outside your reality a little bit, you know, like, pretend you're looking at yourself for a little bit and do something that would entertain somebody, or pretend to be the audience for a second, you know. Like, what would you want to hear? What would you want to see? And I think back in the day, dude, like, not too long ago, I would say, like, don't listen to the audience or whatever and just do the art. Sometimes it's okay to listen to the audience. It's okay to listen, but, like, still be yourself. I'm not saying, like, change up your whole perspective. But, like, take the feedback. Implement what you like. You're like, maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. But at least you're listening, bro, because, like, back then I'd be like, fuck it, Don't listen to that shit. Just keep fucking going. But it's really important to listen to it, man. I think it's important to listen to people. Even the people, like, you can get like 10 hell yeahs, and you can get that one motherfucker that's like, oh, this could have been better, or that could have been, or why did you do that, or like, what, or like, why is that even, how is that even a thing? You know, how is that even a fucking thing? Why are you talking about, or how did you, why did you do this? And then when you get that question, you're like, I'd more value real feedback other than like just patting my back to pat my fucking back, dude. I hate people that just pat your back. I hate people that will just pat your back. Like, dude, don't do that. I'll fucking shoot you in your chest right now with the 44, and I'll leave a hole big enough for me to poke my fucking head through and just start chewing away at your fucking organs, dude, because I want to do that. I want to eat somebody. I get hungry at night, and when I get hungry, I go out on a prowl and I start fucking hunting humans, and I like it. I like the taste. I like the smell. I like the way they just digest in my system. It's really good protein, actually. I was wanting to talk about this one time. I ate an edible so strong that it gave me a psychedelic experience. And I was hallucinating pretty hard. Not all the way, you know. I feel like I would come in and I would go back out. I would go in and go back out of this experience. And in my experience, I kind of wanted to explain a little bit about my experience and what kind of I keep saying experience. Oh, dude. Anyways, I was fucking having a really bad cannabis trip. And in my trip, I was going in and out of it or whatever, you know. And every time I was in, my heart would just slam to like 200 beats per minute. I know that's like nutty or whatever, but it was like full-blown anxiety. I'm on a roller coaster. The roller coaster is not a roller coaster. It's me in a little roller coaster buggy fucking going on this fucking... It was a roller coaster, but it wasn't a roller coaster. It was like shaped like a DNA strand, and I'm riding that motherfucker hard, and we're going fast. And it was extremely colorful. It was like a video game. And I remember that, yes, I was terrified, but I knew that it was going to end, you know? And coming out of that, I was like, thank fuck. Like, thank fuck that was not obviously real, because that is crazy for a human being to be in a roller coaster shaped like a DNA strand and be riding that thing like a roller coaster, dude. And it's like neon lights in this motherfucker, bro. Like, everything is like vibrant and shiny, and everything is just fluorescent. No thank you, bro. That shit was fucking scary, man. But you gotta have those scary moments, I think. You know, you gotta have those moments where you're like, dude. Because like I said, I was going in and out of it, and when I would come out of it, I was like, oh my god, thank god. You know, like, dude, I'm having like a crazy trip. I remember my friend was here, and I was like, dude, I'm having a crazy trip. Like, I don't know, this is my first cannabis trip. I don't know what I should do. And then boom, I would go back into it, bro. And it was fucking crazy, dude. It was fucking nuts, dude. I'll never forget that time. DNA strand. You ever think why DNA strand is shaped like that? Like, why they show us how DNA is like, I'm doing the quotations here, shaped, because I don't know if like that's just a fucking science thing, you know? Like, when they show us the pictures of the planets, do they really look like that, or are they just making some bullshit up, bro? Like, how do we know? Because we got telescopes created by the people that are telling us this is how they look like. You know, the same people that are educating us, writing these books, are the same like the same fucking people that own these big companies, dude. Like, what is going on, dude? You're teaching us how to do a job so that we can go work for you. And basically job security. I don't know, dude. I'm having another experience here, I think. Every time I hear Mac Miller's voice, I get sad. And I was thinking about that the other day because I was listening to Mac Miller and I was getting pretty sad because he is gone. And like, you can still listen to his music or whatever. Like, his music is going to live forever, but he's gone. He's not making any more music, and it sucks. It fucking sucks. Mac Miller, man, what a guy. Music was amazing. Yeah, we just had 9/11, and I say that because, like, this is going to come out weeks after 9/11. Uh, 9/11 is a hoax, bro, and 100% 9/11 is a inside job. And we're too coward to think that it's not, you know, like, we're too optimistic as a country to be like, no, there's no way. Or some people still, they think that it was for, you know, terrorism or whatever. And it might have been like, yeah, we created terrorists. We fucking created these terrorists. And it's just too much to kind of say, really. You know, I was told by the CIA. I know a couple CIA agents, and they're coming out. You know, they're coming out and they're telling me that 9/11 was an inside job. And I know that I'm probably going to get a little bit of crazy. Like, people are going to be like, dude, this guy's really off the fucking, like, he's nuts, dude. He's fucking crazy. There's no way this is real. This isn't entirely 100% real, dude. I'm telling you right now. I know a couple of CIA agents myself, and they told me that Osama bin Laden was created, and he was actually CIA, and he had ties with Mossad, and they created this diversion. And it was like, good. It was good for the country. It boomed. It like went into like everything we have now probably came from the military. Like, every piece of technology, AI, the internet, things like this have come from the military. And I think that in order for us to advance as a civilization, and not only as a civilization, but just capitalism itself. And you can say, yeah, capitalism is bad or whatever. Yeah. Like, 100%, dude. Like, we fucking sell our souls for capitalism or whatever, dude. 100%, I agree. I'm not saying we don't. But let's just say, for the fucking sake of saying this, that capitalism is good and it's the only system that we really have known. You know? Maybe it's good for humans to have a war and to kind of decapitate ourselves and fucking have genocide and have like, who knows, dude? Who knows? Like, people are too quick to say, no, war is bad. Like, yeah, man, dude, I agree. Like, people shouldn't die for fucking profit. But what if? What if people were meant to die for profit? You know, what if everything is just, what if we're just being farmed? You know, what if we're being farmed and we're just doing our thing, playing our role, playing our part? And, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Hopefully these CIA agents don't come and kill me now, because they told me, Eric, if you tell the public, we will come after you. And I was like, listen, man, I am not going to tell anyone, bro, because nobody listens to the Drowning Fish podcast, bro. I think, like, talk to a podcast is getting more listeners than the Drowning Fish podcast, bro. And it's pretty fucking sad, bro, honestly, man, because I've been doing this for a minute. And I do got some listeners out there, and I do want to say this, man, like, go ahead and write your will down, because the CIA will probably be at your house before you can even finish this podcast, probably. Before you can finish this episode, they'll be there. They're going to detain you. They're going to take everything you have. They're going to cut your fingerprints off, and they're going to take all your teeth, and they're going to put you in a barrel full of acid, and they're going to disintegrate you. Because that's just what they do, man. I'm just being honest with you. They're going to get rid of you. Oh, my God, dude. I finally finished a book I've been working on for a while. And it's not because I didn't want to read the book. It's just because life is just busy and shit. And I'm a procrastinator, really. But Rick Rubin's book, The Creative Act, The Way of Being, I think it's a great book, man. Like, I think as far as creativity goes, and as far as a artist perspective, or as somebody that mentors artists like Rick Rubin, I think it's like the modern 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, which is another good book. I think it's another modern book that can help society, but also kind of give you more of like words of wisdom or words to live by. Rick Rubin's book was kind of like that. Like, in a creative process, try doing this or try doing that, or think about this or think about that. I think it's a really good book. I wish I could honestly remember more about it right now, because it's kind of embarrassing for me to get on here and say it's a good book and then not be able to explain it. But it is a great book. Just kind of implementing some of those tactics, I would say, some of those tactics that I learned in that book in the creative process, because there is no right or wrong way on how to do art. There's just a way, and you just do it, or you think you're doing it, or if you might even think like, man, this is really bad, just keep doing it, just keep fucking going, because it is bad. Like, it's really fucking bad, but you get better and you get better and you get better. Maybe it might take like a decade, 20 years, 30 fucking years, dude. Just keep doing it. Because it's just something you chase forever, dude. It's not like, oh, this is for profit, or this is for money, or this is for fame, or people to come and get to know me, or whatever. It's not, art should not be for that. Now, there is a theory out there that a lot of artists are egocentric, and maybe that's true a little bit for a lot of people, and you kind of have to check yourself a little bit and kind of dial it back. Yeah, ego is the enemy, and if you know that, bro, you're good to go. What else was I going to talk about, man? I was going to get on here and scream, but I can't, because my baby's asleep. And I don't want to wake up the whole house, because my wife is also asleep. And if I wake both of them up, then I'd rather have the CIA disintegrate me in a barrel than wake up my children, or my wife and my child, because that would be bad. Don't want to wake them up. Life is so beautiful, and perception is everything, even in dire circumstances, turbulent times, during rough waves and speed bumps, life is still a beautiful event. That's such a beautiful fucking quote, man. I don't know what made me write that. It is incredibly beautiful how life is. And I was just thinking about this today, even though I wrote that. You kind of have to think about the things that, especially if you write, you know, if you sit down to write, think about the things that you write, and think about them often. Because not everything has to be about art, you know, not everything has to be the chase of art, or the chase of, creative process, or you don't have to be creative all the time. Just sit down and write, and maybe just write how you feel, or write how you want to feel. And it is beautiful. Life is amazing. And sometimes it can be repetitive, but you just have to keep going, bro. Like, every day is like, it's good that you have a repetitive process. Like, if you're blessed enough to have a repetitive process, then that's pretty good, man. Like, that's a good sign of stability. And it, maybe this is just Western thinking or whatever, but it is, it's true. Like, if you have a repetitive life process as an adult, then you're doing okay. Some people like to live a little on edge and a little bit crazy. And I think it just really depends on your lifestyle and circumstances. Cause I feel like if you had like a family, you know, you have a driving minivan or whatever, and you got a grill and you got to go to PTA conferences, you got to go to, about basketball games and whatnot. Like, things change as life gets down the road. Right now it's kind of like just a beautiful event still, you know, like, no matter how busy life gets, it's still a beautiful event. Cause life is meant to be busy. Like, it's good that you're busy because that just means you got shit to do and that kind of keeps you alive a little bit, you know? A why keeps you alive. Somebody should make a fucking bumper sticker about that. Somebody should make that into a bumper sticker and maybe sell them and give me all the money. Don't let them get you down. What the fuck was I on this day, dude? What the fuck, bro? Oh my God. This is fucking hilarious, dude. All right, so this is like notes that I took, bro, like 2 weeks ago. And I just go back and I read, like, I let you into my mind a little bit, like, which is fucking crazy. But it is funny at the same time because a lot of this shit is just cringy. And it's so funny, but it's true because it was on my mind. I did mean it at the time, but now that I'm reading it, I'm like, come on, dude. Like, you fucking faggot. Don't be a faggot, bro. Don't let them get you down, man. And when I say them, I mean your thoughts. You can't let your thoughts win. You must conquer. And it's true, bro. Like, you can't let your fucking, you can't kick yourself, man. You got to be your number one fan. And you got to be that one motherfucker rooting for yourself, bro, because who's going to root for you, bro, if you don't root for yourself, man? You know, it's like when you go to help somebody and they're not even trying. It doesn't make you want to help them, you know? Like, you got to want to help yourself. You know, you got to give an effort. You got to try to give an effort, at least. You got to try. And that's what's important. A lot of people don't fucking try, man. And I get it. There's distractions. You know, life is what it is, bro, but you just gotta fucking move sometimes, dog. Just gotta get in your car, go to the casino and just fucking put it all on red, bro. Like, put it all on red and don't look back, dog. Like, take out every fucking cent that you can and just go fucking put it on fucking blackjack, dog. Like, go get on that big screen and fucking just get on the casino. Just go to your nearest casino and spend it, man. Because you might not wake up tomorrow and it might be your only last chance to actually go live a little. And, yeah, man, this episode is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings, you can go on there and you can fucking go bet your life savings away, or you can bet like your kids' college savings fund. I was actually in debt like fucking $40,000 because I made some terrible life choices, and I turned it around, man. I took out life insurance and faked my death. I got about $300,000, and then I paid my debt off, and then I was like, what do I do with the rest? You know, I was like, I don't know what to do, man. Like, so I just went on DraftKings and fucking put it all on fucking sports, and I ended up making some money, bro. I think I have like $3 left. I don't know exactly how much money I have left. I think I might have an overdraft fee that I saw this morning, but I know that, you know, with my luck, I'm just going to keep betting and keep trying to make some money, because I think I think I can double it. I think I can turn this around. Yeah, dude, this new shit these kids are on, bro, Galaxy Gas, bro, I feel like that shit's worse than vapes. I mean, that shit, I've known people that have it's taken their soul, and not like death, but like not like killed them, you know, but just like taken their personality, like they're never the same person. It basically kind of deletes your RAM a little bit, you know. It kind of deletes your memory. It kind of takes away, like chips away at your personality, I feel like. Yeah, it's not good stuff, man. I don't know what the fuck these kids are on, dog, bro. What the fuck are we doing? It's galaxy gas? Or like, I saw one that was like Nebula. I saw one that was like Fruit Punch Edition or some shit, bro. Like Fruit Punch flavored Whippets, bro. And I was just crazy. I was like, what the fuck? And then I was thinking this, right? I was thinking about this. All right. I'm not going to lie. I was also talking about it. And out of nowhere, like today, I go on Instagram Reels and I see nothing but a bunch of kids doing fucking galaxy gas and Whippets. And I was like, bro, this is not real, dude. This is fucking chaos. My algorithm, it's built brick by brick by me. And all the conversations I have, my phone is literally right in front of me right now. And I have said some insane things already into this microphone. And I don't know what I'm going to get tomorrow. I don't know what's going to be on my algorithm when I wake up and I go on Instagram Reels first thing in the morning. And I see people get decapitated. I no shit saw a, and this is probably what stemmed the idea of getting, never mind. I don't want to put, it's too graphic. But I saw the Mexican cartel putting some, like, not putting somebody in a barrel full of acid, but like the aftermath, like what it looked like. And I knew immediately what it was. I was like, oh, this is cartel Instagram Reels. This is like, I'm on cartel talk right now. And I don't know how to get out. It's kind of, this is going to sound crazy, but I got to think about it for a second before I say it. Oh, shit. Hold on. I got to reset my fucking camera. Damn it. Anyways, dude, I'm just babbling, dude. I haven't even gone over my notes or nothing. I'm just kind of freestyling here. What the fuck was I talking about, dog? I lost it completely. I lost it. It's gone. It's fucking gone, dude. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to stop the episode either. I bet it was a good idea. I just kind of fucking lost it there. I'm so sorry, dude. I had to fix my camera because it's a fucking camera and I had to fix it. But yeah, your algorithm is definitely built. And tomorrow I'm going to get something crazy. And I think I'm just going to not be on my phone for a minute after this, because like I did that for a little bit. I think I did that for like 10 days, right? Where I wasn't on social media at all. And it felt amazing, dude. It felt like my brain was fixing itself a little bit, you know, like panels of my brain were being constructed in real time. Like there was little, I could feel the little workers in there with their welding tools and their hammers and their chisels. They're in there, they're fixing things up. They're polishing things, they're lubing things up. And things were working the way they needed to work. And I haven't felt like that in a long time. And I know people are like, 10 days, that's nothing or whatever. Dude, that's a lot. Dude, that's a lot for me, bro. Because I fucking get on Instagram all the time. And it's not like a problem, you know. It's not like I'm fucking on Instagram Reels 24/7. But when I get in there, bro, I'm going to get in there, dude. Like, I'm going to deep dive and I'm going to fucking get in a rabbit hole. And I'm just going to go someplace where no man has ever been. And it's kind of scary, man. It's kind of like taking, it's like your modern quest. You know, it's an expedition, really, an odyssey. And you just go and you just hope for the best. You know, you don't know if you're going to come out alive or hurt, malnourished, hungry, wet, sleepy, fearful. You don't know how you're going to come out. And it's a modern day, man's journey, really, when you get on Instagram Reels. Because you can find anything on Instagram Reels now. Literally anything. I have seen the most horrific things on Instagram Reels. And the fact that whenever I post on my Instagram story something, it's not even half of the crazy things that I have seen on Instagram. Not even half. I'd say medium. And they just take my shit down all the time. And it's fucking incredible, bro. It's insane. It's insanity. What they're pushing, because like when I get on my Instagram and I post on a story and it's something nuts. Like I read an article one day where it said that a police officer was found guilty of sexually assaulting a minor, and I reposted it to my Instagram story and I said hang him, and it got taken down immediately. You know, it was like a violent violation or something, dude. I was like, what the fuck are we talking about here, dude? Like, what are we doing? What are we fucking doing, bro? What are we actually doing? I have seen dead people being decapitated. I've seen bestiality videos, dude. I've seen the craziest. I've seen decapitation videos. I've seen fucking crazy shit happen. Not even our country, bro. I get fucking reels from other people in other countries, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? What are we doing, bro? Maybe I'm just being controlled and manipulated by social media. That could be another, that could be a fucking thing, bro, for sure. They're just like, let's just fucking distract this guy with crazy videos. Yeah, that's right, Jeremy. Get that spick. Fuck, dude, I don't know. The CIA is fucking nuts, dude. They're always trying to clip me, bro. No, but seriously, man, I've seen some crazy things on Instagram Reels, bro, and it's like, I don't want to fucking kill anyone. Obviously, I'm not going to fucking kill anybody, bro. Like, I don't want to. That's not like, but I will. But it's not like I want to. It's not like I want to go out there and want to hurt somebody, dude. It's like, if somebody comes knocking, I'm going to answer the door. And I think that's just a human thing to do. And I expect a lot. I expect every human to think like that. You know, that's how you keep peace and tranquility. If you come in with power and force, like, expect the same fucking thing, you know. Expect fire, dude. Like, if you're bringing fire, expect fire. Because it's just life is like that, dude. You should be expecting the worst outcome whenever you want to challenge somebody or whenever you want to dispute something or want to hold your ground or whatever, you do expect for somebody to stand their ground as well, you know. Expect what you're expecting, basically. I don't know, man, maybe I'm just fucking being nuts or whatever, but there's a lot of things in here where I just wanted to scream. Yeah, I was thinking about motivational speakers. Hold on, let me take a drink of this, bro. My fucking throat is killing me, dog. I feel like my fucking throat's on fire. All that fucking head I've been giving. Motivational speakers, like, what if we got fed a story and I'm currently in a position... I'm not going to read that. I'm basically, like, questioning everything because whenever you've... consume, right? Whenever you consume something or whenever, because we're in a digital life, bro. Like, we're on social media all the time, bro. Everyone, like, if you're watching this or if you're listening to this, you're a part of digital life because you're listening to this bullshit. And you're just a part of it, baby. Welcome to the fucking, the 4D. That's what I was gonna say earlier. Okay. I wrote this down. So I'm not going to forget. I was thinking earlier when I forgot, thank God that I fucking remembered here, that maybe whenever you are consuming something, right? Maybe like when I was talking about earlier about getting down a rabbit hole, or sometimes I would just be like on India Reels, you know, and watching those cringe India videos. And they got like 14 million fucking views because they got like 30 billion people in that motherfucker. And everyone's on Instagram Reels, bro, in India, like everyone. And they got the craziest fucking videos in India. And I'd love to fucking make it on India Reels, bro. One day I might actually be on India Reels. I think that would be amazing. But, you know, India Reels are like some of the best India Reels. Like, some of the best Reels on Instagram are India Reels. Because it's just like the craziest, cringiest shit I have seen in my life. And it really, it like shakes me to my core. But my point, what I was trying to get to, is that I'm kind of in their dimension, you know, like I'm in their reality. Like, this is their reality. And I'm there. And it's kind of like time traveling a little bit, you know, like, it's like, obviously I'm not there, but I am at the same time, if that makes sense, dude. Like, I'll be watching hours of India Reels, like, countless in hours. Like, dude, I have a fucking problem, bro. Like, I might have to get some help or something, dude. Like, I'm actually a little concerned now. I'll watch, I think, 12 hours of India Reels a day, dude. And it's getting pretty bad, man. Because they just have so many people there, and everyone's making reels in India, dude. They just suck you in, man, with the fucking cringiest shit of all time. And it's fucking nuts, dude. Like, they'll be like stomping in their shit. Bullfights. I've seen this one, this India reel, where a bunch of fucking dudes got in a fucking ring full of bulls and they got trampled on. And I was like, hey, do these guys not know? Like, are they lacking in education? Like, what's going on, dude? I know they're not like stupid. I know they're not dumb. What's going on? This is a fucking heavy ass animal, angry, historically violent, charging at you. Why are we doing this? Like, we're getting in here. Like, no one's making you, no one's holding you at gunpoint, making you do this. You're doing this for Instagram reels. You're doing this for fame, and it's very dangerous. And then I see like these kids stomping or like dancing in the sewage, and I'm just like, bro, this is something different. And like, they're swimming in their filth or whatever. They're like eating on the streets. You see those India reels where they're like eating fucking, I don't even know, bro, wet market stew or whatever, dog. And I'm not trying to be mean, bro. I'm not, this is their reality. Like, this is their real life. This is their culture. It's kind of fucking crazy, dude, when I see that. And it's kind of happening here in the United States, man. You go to the city and you see homeless people making raccoon stew and whatever. I think I've seen this one guy. He had a chinchilla and he was eating chinchilla soup or something like that. It was actually, he gave me a bite. It was pretty good, I'm not gonna lie. It needed a little bit of spice, I think. I think like if it would have had some spice, maybe throw half a habanero pepper in there, bro, and it's fucking delish. But like, I knew a guy that was eating chinchilla soup and it was actually pretty good. I don't know if I can say that online or whatever, but it was really good. I've ate chinchilla, and I'm not going to say that I won't do it again. You know, I'm not going to say it. Like, what if it is it, it? Can I not eat chinchilla soup? Like, no one's ever told me this, bro. I actually don't know. Yeah, that's what I was going to say earlier, is that maybe we're living in like, there's another dimension, you know, a way for us to connect across the world is through Instagram Reels, and that's awesome. Yeah, I was thinking about motivational speakers and how sometimes, you know, you'll listen to a motivational video or whatever, and it'll be like everything, you know, it's going to get you pumped up. It's going to make you think that you can be successful or whatever, but what about the motherfuckers? Because you always look, do they have millions and millions and millions of views? Go to YouTube, type in motivational video or whatever, and you'll see some fucking compilation video with Jocko Willink. You'll have a David Goggins or whatever. Whatever bullshit fucking... Like, I'm not saying they're bullshit artists or whatever, but because I've literally their books. I've listened to multiple podcasts with both of them. I've listened to so many fucking, like, so much self-help shit. That what if, like, there's somebody out there that listens to it and it's like, not, they're not getting it at all, bro. They don't get it, like, nothing. Like, what about the losers, you know? There's people out there that are going to lose, and that's okay. I think that being the loser is just as great as being a winner, because you need them. You need your hero, you need your villain, you need your loser, you need your winner. And the loser, man, dude, such a beautiful experience to lose, bro. It's such a beautiful experience to have nothing to lose, or have the mentality of I have nothing to lose, because... Well, you have nothing to lose, bro. That's like the best fucking feeling in the world. And I'm not talking about like life or death situations, dude. I'm not talking about when you're doing fucking road rage, bro, at the fucking intersection or whatever, dude. Like, I'm talking about art here. All of this is just, you know, ideas and entertainment, art. But I'm talking about art, dude. Like, if you go into it thinking, I have absolutely nothing to do, or nothing to lose. Jesus, I'm losing it here. I have absolutely nothing to lose. Then you'll just fucking go, dude. Just fucking go. Dude, I was thinking about... Because I did talk about the Venezuelans taking over cities or whatever in the last episode, I think. And I was reading more and kind of trying to understand a little bit. And maybe we're just being fed a lie or whatever. So I always try to do like my own digging or whatever. Only because I found it enticing, you know, not because I wanted to do something about it. There's absolutely nothing I could do about anything going on in this world, dude. I'm just a man. Brown man at that. And I was thinking about these Venezuelans coming in or whatever and taking things. If that's true, then I want them to come and take my credit card debt, because that would be amazing. No, I was reading about the Hell's Angels and how a bunch of them, I don't know if this is true or not, but this is just what I read, you know, because everything that you read on social media is true, and everything that you listen to is true as well. But that the Hell's Angels were going to Colorado or whatever to settle this dispute and get the Venezuelans out of the apartments. You know, and everyone was like, yeah, man, taking out the trash or whatever. You know, I kept reading comments and keep reading like crazy posts that people were like, yeah, finally someone's doing something about it. Our government's not going to do nothing about it. And then I was like, bro, if like, a bunch of skinheads went out to take brown people, bro. It's called a fucking taking out the trash. But if I went, it'd be brown on brown crime. You know, it'd be like, oh, this fucking spick's fucking killing him. Like, get him. He's doing, like, what the fuck, dude? I don't know, man. I'm just fucking nuts. I'm just fucking nuts, dude. Yeah, I already talked about Talk to a Podcast. And the Drowning Fish Podcast are two of the worst in the nation. I actually pulled up the numbers this morning. And this podcast is actually second to last. And we're headed very close to being the number one most hated podcast in the nation. Talk to a Podcast right now is really like right there. I keep seeing the memes, man, and it's really making the thing blow up a little bit more. And I think it's even me talking about it, kind of, you're talking about it, aren't you? Like, if someone was talking about this, I'd be like, well, thanks for the promotion, dude. Like, you know, thanks for the thanks for the fucking recognition or whatever, dude. I don't know. It's kind of funny, dude. The girl is doing a podcast, kind of doing her thing. I'm not mad at it, but I do laugh at the memes because, like, there is a little bit of truth to it. Like, she said something crazy. It blew up. Now it's a podcast or whatever. Now she has, like, a whole studio, which is insane, dude. It's fucking crazy that something like that could just fucking put you in a position, like, change your life. But what about the dudes that get on, or like people that get on social media and just absolutely ruin their fucking lives, dude? And I don't even know if that's like true, man, or like people that just, I don't know, man, like whenever people are like at their work site, or, you know, in their work uniform or at work yelling racial slurs and they're getting on film, and I'm just like, dude, Jesus Christ, bro. Like, this is like locker room talk, bro. This is not for the workplace, not for the work environment or whatever. I don't know, man. Some things shouldn't be said, but some things should be said, especially whenever you're talking about like crime and whatnot. Like I was saying earlier, sometimes I just say some crazy things on the internet, but I'm also not like dead ass about it. You know, I'm not fucking gonna kill somebody, bro. I'm not gonna kill anybody. Damn, Jesus, calm down. Fuck. I can't even fucking do what I want, bro. Fuck. Fucking pissing me off, man. Riding in elevators with strangers is so weird, and no one really looks at each other, you know, when you ride in an elevator with a stranger. You kind of just do your own thing, or you kind of like stare at the door. You just wait, you know, and maybe you'll look around to see who's on there with you, you know, and you just might give that little nod or that little smile, that little half-ass smile. I like getting in there, and I like terrorizing these people, man. I get in there, dude, and I have a walk around with a chainsaw, a steel chainsaw, one of those heavy industrial ones, and I just have so much fucking fun, man. I like getting in tall buildings and doing that because I get really, really, like starting at the top and working my way down, terrorizing people with a chainsaw. I like doing, like, holding my fart and really just letting one rip. I like dropping a briefcase like full of classified documents and whatnot, and they're looking at them, and it has like this big print on there, and it says classified, and they're like, oh shit, and I'm like panicking, you know. I'm just like, hey, good luck, and then get off at the next fucking stop, and they're like, what's going on, dude? And I'm just not even there. I'm not in the picture. One time I had SWAT called on me, though, and I didn't really enjoy that situation, man. They put me in a tough situation. It was just a misunderstanding, though. I don't think that they took me serious, but they knew me. SWAT knows me, I think. Yeah, dude, overdraft fees, banks and stuff. I was talking about this with my wife yesterday. I was like, dude, if, like, when you look at your card or whatever, and it says Visa or MasterCard or Discover or American Express, you know, these are, like, big corporations, I feel like. They're not a bank, you know. You don't go to the Visa bank. You don't go to the MasterCard bank. These are just transactional companies, I think, and you know, these are really the companies that are holding all the power, which is crazy to think about. I don't know, just a thought for me to put out there to cast into the universe. Maybe somebody will think about that a little bit more and kind of dissect it more. Just think about it, you know, like, yeah, you have your bank, you have your local bank or whatever, and then you have Bank of America, you have your like Citi, and then you have your fucking Chase, you know, Wells Fargo and whatnot. Yeah, you have your big banks, but those banks are always controlled, like when I give you a card or whatever, transactional. It's always Visa, MasterCard. I guess they got new ones now. I think they have Square, Cash App, I think Cash App. No, Cash App is still has Visa. No, I think, I don't fucking know, dude. Honestly, I should have fucking did some research before getting on here and talking about it like a moron. What else was I going to talk about? Probably something, listen, kid, I think you're brilliant. And I'm saying this because you need to listen to this. I think that you need to love yourself. I think that you need to give yourself attention, and you need to give yourself time, and you need to give yourself patience, and you got to give yourself time. You have to digest the things that have been lurking or around you. You got to love yourself, man. You know, love yourself more than anything, bro, because like, you deserve it, man. You deserve to feel your own love and your own respect and your own admiration, I think, is really important. You know, like, be somebody who you want to be, I guess. I know that sounds fucking crazy or whatever, kind of cringy, but it's true. And be nice to yourself, because it's so easy to kind of just go all on out, you know, go all out and be mean to yourself. Or like, self-hate is really big and not often talked about, but it is something that I think is a problem for a lot of people, you know, was a problem for me, I think. And it's hard to snap out of it, you know, but you can. And it's okay to be there too. You know, it's okay to get sad every now and then. It's okay to be down, but you got to get out of it, man. Like, you can't stay there forever. It's okay to get in there. It's okay to get wet a little bit, but you got to get dry too. You know, it's just emotion, dude. Just an emotion at the end of the day. I don't know, dude. A lot of people might have an opinion, different, you know, ideology or whatever, but I'm telling you, at least be nice to yourself. That's not like that. Everyone can get behind that. Everyone can be, you know what? Yeah. Be nice to yourself, man, because you are you, you know, you are you, and you are your own, entity, really. And you're like your soul and whatnot. Got to take care of that shit. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to get off of here because it's starting to sound pretty cringe, and it's late. My throat hurts. And yeah, dude, I thank you for tuning into the Drowning Fish podcast, man. You know, a lot of the things I say on here are probably just, I don't mean it a lot of the times. You know, I'm just like chit-chatting or whatever. I don't have a real problem, dude, I don't think. I do like watching Instagram reels or whatever. Those are funny. But I am going to get off the internet for a little bit, I think. I think I might just do a podcast every now and then. I don't know when I'll do another one, but when I do, it'll be up, and I'll just keep going, and I'll keep going. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Share this podcast with your grandma or whatever, dude. Share this podcast with somebody that you love. Share this podcast with somebody who you don't like. Share this podcast with somebody that you haven't talked to in a really long time. Just be like, hey, I know we haven't talked in a really long time, and something just told me to send you this. And then when they listen to it, they're going to be like, what the fuck? And they're going to hate you. They're probably going to put a restraining order on you. But that's okay, man. That's okay. If you're listening to this and it got sent to you, God bless. You have been... you've been brainwashed. Congratulations. And thank you for tuning into the Drowning Fish podcast. Share this with your worst enemy. Thank you.